Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Lunar New Year.
I know. We're celebrating on a momentous night.
Are we?
What do you mean?
We celebrate any and all holidays.
We do. These days,
it's an excuse.
Anything.
I know. And if you could see Anne's backyard right now,
a few things. Dan went a little crazy
with the decorations everywhere.
With the ordering online.
And I, you know, you're going to have to take a picture and post his decanter.
Oh my goodness.
For
is that
sure.
Is that what it's called? A decanter?
Well, I don't know. What else would it be?
I don't know, but it was that.
His dragon.
I saw him when we went into Costco. I saw the eyes twinkling and I just kept walking because I knew what he was going to do.
And it that was like, wasn't cheap. That thing was expensive.
It was not cheap. It's actually pretty good because we already
cracked it open a couple weeks ago.
I think it's like an apple brandy.
It tastes like it to
it's
me.
It's pretty good.
We'll be tasting it again
more this evening. So we just did a little video reintroducing ourselves, which is kind of funny because people still get us confused.
Yeah.
I'm Anne.
I'm blonde.
I was just going to say we're really going to fuck them up. Anne is the blonde. I'm the one who does a lot of the talking.
Yeah.
I'm also the one, honestly, probably about 80 to 85% of the responses on our DMs is
yeah,
me,
probably.
I would say. And then once in a while, Gina's in there. I'm like, oh, okay, Gina responded.
I chime in every once
in a
while.
Yeah, I love it. For some reason, people think you're Anne. Isn't that funny?
Do I look like an Anne?
I don't think so, but
no,
maybe.
Maybe I do.
Mm-hmm. Do I look like a Gina?
No.
You're like an Italian girl.
I'm
an Irish girl.
I've got the fake blonde highlights.
Well, yes, mine's natural. So there is just so much, Gina,
I know,
in the world of
I know.
Gossip this week. Let's talk a little what we've watched, what we're doing.
Yeah, we've kind of been watching, well, we watched a couple of the same things. Mm-hmm. So we both watched the framing of Britney Spears, which
yes.
was not what I expected at all.
No,
it was really well
either.
Done.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know what I thought. I had no idea.
I didn't either. And it made me feel very, very compassionate toward Britney Spears, where before I watch her, not her YouTube, but her Instagram videos and just go, whoa, she's not okay. And then after watching that, it's like, oh, there's a reason why she's not okay. This is a mess.
Totally agree. We grew up with Britney going through all these things.
Right.
And I can say watching the... Is it a documentary? It's not a documentary. It's a New York Times thing.
Yeah, kind of a documentary. I don't know what they
I don't
call
know
it.
How to
with the proper
explain it, but
name
I
is.
Remember every single incident in her life that happened, and
yeah.
I remember how I thought about it, and I thought about it thinking, "Oh, this poor Britney. She's going down this wrong path.
Yeah,
she's not cute little innocent Britney anymore.
No,
and that was because of all the interviews, how we were supposed to be looking at her, how they tried to make us see her a certain way. And we did, and it worked. And now I look at it in a whole different way, like, wow, did they really treat her wrong? The media treated her wrong. Her family treated her wrong.
Well, her family wasn't watching out for her. That's the problem.
No.
I mean, where was her mom?
She was a child when all of this happened.
A child.
And her and Justin Timberlake. And
oh, I felt
how
so
that whole thing was perceived. And now
horrible.
Justin Timberlake just today comes out with an apology.
I saw that.
A little late, you think?
Yeah. Well, they're young kids, you know, they were all young kids at the time. But
and I will say, I think Justin Timberlake also had his media looking out for him.
Oh,
and
for
they
sure.
didn't care what it looked like. They didn't care if they made Britney look like a slut.
No.
And
I
he
mean,
looked like the good guy.
Everybody wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And he let it out.
Wow. I think it's so enlightening. In fact, Dan was asking me questions about it. He's like, well, didn't she get into drugs? I'm like, no, you need to please watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Please
she
kind
of had a mental breakdown. Well, not kind of. She did have a mental breakdown. But
and rightfully so. Like now you see it happening and the way they presented everything. Media at her constantly.
But where were her parents during all of this?
Well, their parents were looking for a paycheck and
you
they
know,
were.
Well,
she was supporting them.
Yeah, for sure. But they hired this other woman to go around with her everywhere. And I don't know if she was equipped to, you know, kind of take care of her the way that she needed to be taken care of. But I kept thinking, like, where are her parents? And why aren't they protecting her from all this? Very sad.
It's very sad. The big thing is she's trying, her father became her, not executor.
No,
what
guardian.
Guardian or whatever.
Conservator.
In charge of everything in her life.
Yeah.
And now she's fighting back. She actually canceled all her Vegas shows and said, I will not perform again until my dad gets off this conservator.
Yeah, because he's earning money
oh, yeah.
as the conservator.
Oh, she's paying for him and his attorney to fight this against her. It's unbelievable. Yeah. But just now, I think it came out that her dad will be let go. And so it will just be this impartial
third party.
Yep.
Right.
But I think it's a good learning experience in how far we've come. In how we see things, how things are presented in the media.
Yeah, we're only seeing a portion of it, and not all of it is truth.
Right. Few other things. I watched Firefly Lane.
I watched the first episode. It was a little sleepy for me.
Well, it's Katherine Heigl, and I'm not a huge fan of hers.
Not a fan. She's lots of filler.
Yeah.
And I don't like
the
dark hair.
She looks like Ashley Judd to me in this.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right.
Yeah, the filler thing. I would say it gets better. I liked it because it was my time frame. And I had a friend growing up called Mary Ray. Mm-hmm. And she was a little Katherine Heigl in this. She was a little faster than me. She was the public school girl kid. And she was my first experience with cigarettes.
I feel like I know Mary Ray because I've heard so much about her. And I really feel like I know her.
By the way, I don't know where Mary Ray is now. But I love saying her name.
So I should watch it then, or no?
I don't know.
Because I have someone else told me that they had watched it and it was really good, and that the first episode was the worst and then it got better.
I think so. I think it builds on itself.
Okay.
Also, one of our, I was just going to say one of our patients, but one of our listeners and followers let us know about Hotel Cecil.
I watched the first and second episode.
Me too. I'm scared.
I mean, who
it's
knew?
Freaky.
That poor. Well, we can't. I don't want to say what happened to the girl, but
I'm
have to watch it to find
out.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to finishing.
But are we going to find out at the end who the murderer was?
I actually don't know.
But that video.
Oh God, the video.
The video is so creepy.
This is one of those things where if it gets supernatural on me and it gets ghosty, I'm going to freak out.
Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, stayed in that hotel.
I didn't know anything about that hotel.
I didn't either. And I Googled it, of course, like I Google everything, and it's closed. It's being renovated.
Oh, God.
Like, who's going to stay there?
It's in Skid Row. Isn't that so? You go online, you're like, what's a cheap hotel in LA? Yeah, I want to stay downtown. And it's like walking distance from this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get there and it's fucking in Skid Row, which is one of the most dangerous areas in the country.
Yeah. Well, and this poor girl is traveling by herself. She didn't know. She had limited amount of money, but you definitely have to do your research and read reviews and look at the street view and everything else because...
But this was also in 2013, I think.
Yeah, it was 2013. And so maybe all of that wasn't there.
Yeah, I think things have gotten better with that.
Can you imagine a 21-year-old girl just out there by herself in that sketchy hotel?
Sick. It makes me sick. Yeah.
And the lobby of the hotel looked gorgeous.
Well, that's what they do. And then they had the visitors from London that talked about their story because they had been staying
there. Oh, my God. Don't
there.
Even when they...
I won't say it.
I almost got sick.
How many episodes are there?
Four.
Okay, so we have two more.
Yeah.
That's funny, they're at the same spot.
Oh.
That's it.
I watched The Dig.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Dan told you guys about, and we haven't watched it yet.
Troy loved it. Yeah,
you were like,
I was like, meh.
I told Dan he needs to watch it on his own.
I
don't think I'm into it. When I see the previews, I'm like, maybe. I got other shit TV to watch.
Yeah, it was all right.
Speaking of which, next week on Tuesday is Temptation Island. Be ready.
Yes, Temptation Island. Also, somebody told me Buried by the Bernards is supposed to be really good. It's a reality show about a family that owns a funeral home.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll check it out and see.
I could be into that in a weird way. Okay.
All right.
Let's talk. Oh, wait. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I'm reading again.
A book.
And it's an actual book. It's not audible.
Oh.
It is a real book, and I said, I am going to read every single day for a half hour to an hour.
Good for you.
And I've been doing it. Is it the same book I was reading a year and a half ago? Yes. But I'm finishing it.
Well,
I'm
there
determined.
You go.
So I'm reading again, people.
Good for you.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's talk about The Bachelor and what's been going on in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah,
and
so much.
You know,
do
you think if people aren't watching The Bachelor and they're not into it, do you think they know what's going on? It's pretty big, right?
Well, I mean, if you're on Instagram or social media at all, you definitely know what's going on.
I think so.
I mean, even if you don't really diehard follow The Bachelor, you're going to see it somewhere. It's out there on BuzzFeed. It's on, I mean, every media outlet. There's something about The Bachelor.
Yeah. So we'd been talking the last couple weeks when we talk about The Bachelor, how problematic this girl Rachel is, how these stories have come out about her and her past and on her social media and everything. So not to break it down too much because I'm sure everybody has seen it, but Chris Harrison went on Extra with Rachel, who was the Bachelorette.
Rachel Lindsay.
Right. And she is now, she's like a host on Extra now.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just talking to him normally about The Bachelor and what happened last week. And all she did was ask Chris Harrison, hey, what do you think about all these allegations and these things coming out about Rachel? I think her name's Kirkconnell.
Yep.
Who is the one that Matt James really likes? She's the one that went shopping and he bought her all the stuff on the last date.
And there's speculation that she's the one that he picks.
Right. One of those speculations is because with all of these stories coming out about her, she hasn't come out to say anything about it. She mm-hmm. hasn't said anything. She's been quiet.
Yeah.
And so the thought was, well, she must get very far because
she's not saying anything.
They're telling her probably don't say anything. Possibly she wins and they'll take care of all this later. I mean, this is what we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
So when Rachel Lindsay asked Chris Harrison about this, he just goes off. And I'm not going to go into everything he said because it's a lot.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and watch the whole Extra interview. It's a lot. Yeah.
My one impression I'll just leave with is Chris Harrison is one of these guys that he thinks he's pretty hot shit. He thinks he's pretty untouchable. After this interview, and he just kept going and going, and the way he mansplained to Rachel Lindsay, and like the way he went about explaining and saying, I'm not going to defend Rachel Kirkconnell and what she's done in her past. However, blah, 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 blah.
He should have stopped talking way before he did.
I would say go watch this interview, Extra TV with Rachel and Chris Harrison. Then go listen to Rachel Lindsay on her other podcast called Higher Learning, where she talks about the interview and the fact that Chris Harrison did come out a day later with an apology, but not until everybody gave him a hard time about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, people are calling for him to be fired. I mean, it's just snowballed.
And I'm sure
ABC wrote some PR person probably wrote his apology.
Mm-hmm. And then Rachel Kirkconnell has come out with an apology, which actually I liked. It was pretty heartfelt. And then all of these girls, these 25 girls from that season have gotten together that are persons of color mm-hmm. from this season have come together to say how they stand with Rachel Lindsay. I don't know. It's like this big thing. And then the guys from Tayshia's season got together and did the same thing. Bachelor Nation, you need to do better and you need to make some changes.
I can't see that happening. To be perfectly honest, I can't see it happening. It's been the same format for so long. Will Chris Harrison remain? I don't know.
Do you think he would actually even step down? I don't think so. This is his gig. This is what he's done forever.
He may not have a choice. They may replace him with someone else.
They may say, Chris, we can't do this with you. We're not willing to give up The Bachelor, and we can't do it with you as the host any longer.
Yeah, and how successful would it be without him? I don't know. But what
the fuck does he do? He does nothing.
No, but he's the face of the franchise.
But in this interview, he says, I'm not the face of the franchise. I don't speak for the franchise.
Who is?
Yes, Chris, you do. You are the face of the franchise.
Of course he is.
It's a lot to think about because they need to make some fucking changes.
Yeah, they do. And my thought was, if Matt did pick Rachel, how is this going to affect? I mean, can you imagine if he picks her? How is that going to fly?
I don't know. There's going to be lots of interviews with the two of them, I'll tell you. And, you know, Matt doesn't know this the whole time they're filming. Nobody knew it while they were filming. This has all come out after they filmed.
Yeah.
And we're watching it.
He's going to get backlash if it is, in fact, Rachel. It's going to be tough for them, for both of them.
It's going to be hard. Well, I think on the interview, Chris Harrison admitted that she's not at the women tell all. So then she's in the top three no matter what.
Well, that, yeah. I mean,
we kind of knew that.
Yeah, we kind of knew that.
So I just wonder where The Bachelor is going to go from here. Are they going to try to just forget about it and do Bachelor in Paradise where Chris Harrison's barely there anyway and kind of minimize him for a while? They want us to forget. And I don't think people are going to forget that easily.
People aren't going to forget.
No.
Mm-mm. People are going to keep reminding.
Yes. So we shall see.
Yeah. It's.
And also, you know, all these rumors that Katie will be the next Bachelorette, and she's like, I don't know anything about this. You know, she's acting like she's not. You know, we know also they change at the last minute. So I don't know if she is.
That will change.
I do too. I,
Abigail would be fantastic.
I guess. I mean, here's the thing about Abigail. I don't know her. I don't know her personality. I think she'd be fine.
Well,
I
mean, we don't. Know. Yeah, we don't know her.
No,
so
they don't. They don't give her much. That's the other thing. I feel like they would give her more airtime if she was going to be the next Bachelorette.
Or if
They're flying by the seat of their pants. They're probably in there freaking editing right now for these final.
They're scrambling.
Final. Oh, can you imagine going home to Rachel's house? Ugh. Matt going home to Rachel's house, meeting her family?
No.
Ooh.
It's already happened.
Yes,
that, you know,
yes,
but,
exactly.
But no.
The interesting part is now we're watching this, knowing all this shit going on now. We're watching it.
Through different lenses. Mm,
which is what Chris Harrison said.
Oh.
The different lens. The 2021 lens. As opposed to the 2018 lens.
Yeah,
which was
that,
a couple years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
By the way, did you see that meme that went around? And I thought it was hilarious. It said, according to Chris Harrison, this is what a 2018 dance looked like. And it was like the 1950s black and white. Sweet, like, you know, the little dance.
That's
so
funny.
Funny. I know. Anyway, let's talk a little Bachelor.
Yeah, the episode. So what happened? There was a two-on-one date with Jacinny and MJ.
Oh, MJ. What a bitch.
MJ was a real bitch.
Yeah. She's not coming off well. And
well,
she's just hyping herself up when she was like, oh my God, what is the matter? Like talking to herself. What is the matter with me? This isn't like me.
Yeah, I got this. Keep it together.
Keep it together.
Keep it together.
Let me fluff my hair. I got this.
She was seething. She thought she was going to be, you know.
And then Matt tells her, you know what, MJ, I formed a deep relationship with both of you guys. Have you? We've seen nothing of this.
No, he hasn't.
We haven't seen Matt form a relationship with anybody.
Not
except
really.
His little friend, Tyler, who comes to visit.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's the biggest relationship he's formed.
Yeah, I think he was more affectionate with Tyler than any of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no rose
cocktail.
Ceremony.
Yeah, no cocktail
party. Straight to the rose ceremony.
Shocker.
Also, three went home.
Serena C. What is her problem? She's like the last of the mean girls. Her calling out Katie, picking on Katie. What is she just trying to get airtime? What is going on? It's so weird. Well, I don't even know you, Serena C. I don't even understand this conversation the two of you had. Where did you have problems? It's got to be airtime. I don't get it.
Serena is a flight attendant,
yes.
Right, from San Francisco.
Yeah.
So her and Katie go at it.
Yeah.
And that
Why?
Was ridiculous.
Why? It makes no sense. We never saw them have any communication before this. But it's like, oh, Serena C's the last of possibly the mean girl. So let's get her to confront Katie. But see, more Katie.
More Katie. I know. There's lots of Katie.
They're setting Katie up, although
so,
she may not be it.
Oh, well, I don't know. So three of the girls go home. Maggie, Brittany, and Ryan go home. And then MJ, of course. And then here comes Heather in her family van. This poor girl, she was so set up. I mean, come on.
Who's she set up by, though? Hannah Brown?
She was set up by production. What do you mean? You think she drove up to the gate like that in that white van?
It's so stupid.
And called for Chris
and then
to come
and
down?
Then we hear, by the way, she's mic'd.
Yeah,
so,
she's mic'd.
So we hear the conversation where she says, Heather, here to see Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison doesn't know who the fuck you are, Heather. Sorry. And then the person on the other line, Heather so-and-so, what is she doing here? Oh, my God. And then
so
even
stupid.
Chris Harrison's acting. I mean, was it supposed to be fake acting? Was he supposed to be putting us on?
Yeah, of course. It was supposed to be like Heather with like this big surprise. Yeah. Like she came all the way to Pennsylvania from wherever she's from and nobody knew about it. And cameras happened to be right at the gate when she arrived.
But I mean, are we supposed to think that that was natural?
Well, we're not stupid.
I know, but I'm just wondering. Like, I feel
they
like
want
they should
to believe that.
They do. They
but
really
we're smarter
do.
Smarter than that.
But they really do want us to believe that because it was so bad. So her going, getting a room, and then showing the footage in the rooms.
I was embarrassed for
Rapunzel,
her.
Rapunzel.
Wasn't that embarrassing?
And the pizza box on the head. It was so embarrassing.
It was so
Why is
juvenile.
She doing that?
Yeah, it's just bullshitty.
I think she thought, I'm going to come off cute.
Well, and she said she was Hannah's good friend and, you know.
I've never met Matt James, but Hannah says we'd be perfect together. Okay, why didn't she fix you up before?
Yeah.
Because you're not. She's got to be going
home
right away.
It could have happened.
Yeah.
If she wanted it to happen.
They could have made it happen.
Yeah.
You could pretend like COVID made it not happen. No. These people were not abiding by COVID rules in any way whatsoever.
Wasn't she already quarantined? Do you think she really was in a hotel room for 14 days before she actually came into the house?
And it's not 14 days, I don't think. At that point, they were like
seven.
A few days.
Oh.
Maybe 6 days. Who knows?
I don't know. And then Piper had her date, her one-on-one, and she had the carnival, which looked really fun.
Yeah, but Matt made that comment, which was just ridiculous. Yeah. Me as a kid, I look forward to the carnival 365 days of the year.
So stupid.
What the fuck? A carnival?
That's all I do is sit around and wait every single day.
I look forward to the carnival every single day of my life. This poor Matt James is a kid. I feel bad for him.
Where the carnivals come to town, they were always super sketchy and we were never allowed to go.
We were never allowed. Even the state fair. Like when we go to the state fair, we would take the kids to the carnival rides. I'm like, no, yeah, let's pass this one up.
Did they tighten those screws enough? I don't think so.
Why do the carnies, as we call carnies, them, yeah, why do they always have to look like they do?
I know. All right.
So funny.
So we've already determined this Nemacolin Resort has everything.
Yeah.
It's even a carnival.
Nice. It's pretty nice. And okay, so what a jip. He goes on his next date with Katie. Everybody thinks, and Katie thinks, we're getting a massage. We're in the spa. This is amazing.
She got ripped off on that date.
Totally did. I mean, well, it was kind of funny how they were telling the lady to do certain things. But Matt James was liking it so much. I was like embarrassed for him.
He was giddy. He was so happy his friend was there. He was giddy. And I think he did that on purpose because he really wasn't into Katie. So what better way to have a date than with his best friend?
And friend zone her.
Now, who does Tyler Cameron supposedly hook up with on this cast? Oh, you didn't hear that? That he supposedly liked one of the girls, one of the cast off girls.
Oh, the cast off girls. So at this point, or is it a new?
I'm not sure, but apparently one of the bachelorettes is somebody that he pursued and is into and is now kind of.
What if it's Rachel? Ooh, how the story twists and turns.
Rachel,
maybe it's Katie. Could be.
Maybe it is Katie.
I can see Katie and him getting along.
Possibly.
Okay, but gross. When Matt went and took that oil and squirted all over his really long, lingly fingers, and then started massaging him. Ew.
Why didn't he have Katie do it?
And then laying on him?
On top of him. It was weird.
It was a little much.
It was weird.
I did think the fake phone call was funny that the girl took, like, hey, yeah, Tyler Cameron's here. He's way hotter in person. And Tyler's like looking. Tyler wasn't really fazed. He was kind of just like.
He probably hears it all the time.
I'm sure
he does.
Oh
my God, it's Tyler Cameron from The Bachelor.
So that they had the group bowling day, which was actually pretty funny. I think Kit is rising to the top a little bit.
She is. I mean, I still
think
she's
really
way too young.
Oh, I think she's too young. But I actually like her as a person. The more I hear her. And the more I see the real her outside of this,
she's more mature than some of the older girls.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bowling date was fine, fun. It was good that the rest of the girls got to show up a little bit later. The ones who won didn't like that.
No, but it was like off. The team was off because one had four and one had five. So that wasn't really fair. Just saying.
Yeah. We're all about fair here.
Anyway,
he sends Katie home. Not a shocker. And then at the end, Heather comes in.
Hi.
I thought she actually looked really pretty.
She is a very cute girl.
Yeah,
she's got
super
some
cute.
Very serious, aggressive dimples, which are cute. How old is she? Like 24, 25?
She's young.
She seems young.
She seems 18. She seems really young.
Very young.
So she walks in. Not a good walk-in. Doesn't even address the girls. Those girls are not having it. They're like, not again. Don't do this to us again. This is bullshit. So she walks in. Matt is so fucking nervous. Laughter. Heather. And Piper was with him. Piper
I know,
was
and he just
pissed.
Leaves poor Piper. He does that a lot.
He's nervous. He does not know how to act around these women. No, he's not cool.
No,
at
he's
all.
Not cool.
Plus, after he sent Katie home, I feel like he was like so excited to get rid of her so that he can go play with Tyler. Bye, Katie. Bye, Katie. I got to go see my friend.
I wonder how long Tyler actually stayed there. I bet he stayed there a while and hung out with him.
Sure. Why not? You could see his whole energy change when Tyler showed up.
Oh, he was thrilled.
We didn't
see
a lot of their conversation, though. I mean, just a little bit of
it. No, but think about it. Who do you have? You've got these women who maybe you're into a couple of them, but not all of them. And you've got no one else.
Yeah, you think Chris Harrison is buddying up with you and hanging out? No.
And by the way, I don't find Tyler super attractive. I mean, he's okay. Like, model pictures.
Yeah,
okay,
I was
going to
say,
but
he takes a good picture.
But other than that, like the day-to-day Tyler.
Gina, I'll just say this. He's no Kenny.
No, he's no Kenny. Kenny's our guy. Kenny
posted some new pictures this week.
I know. I saw them. Kenny doesn't look bad ever.
No.
And I'm okay with that.
perfectly fine with this.
All right. So we talk about Salt Lake City reunion, yes. Part one of three.
Let me put another log on the fire.
Okay. So what reunion. Did you think about the reunion? Were you pleased with the reunion for a first season housewife show?
Absolutely. I think one of the best parts about this reunion is we know this was filmed probably about two years ago.
The reunion?
No.
Because we saw previews of BravoCon in 2019,
right,
November.
So they were filming then. So this is only, how long ago was this? Probably a month ago?
Yeah, I think.
So much has happened in these women's lives. Mm. And it's so funny watching the reunion. I can't tell if Meredith and Lisa are still friends.
It didn't seem like they were as close as they used to be.
God, Lisa was really, she was being called out on a lot of stuff. I think her watching herself on the show, she thought she came off pretty okay.
Oh, Lisa?
Yeah.
Listen, I liked Lisa at first. I have a completely different opinion of her now.
Since the reunion, I do.
Since the reunion.
I agree.
Aside from her orange hands,
ooh,
I have a completely different opinion and I'm not a fan.
You know what she should have done? When Heather said to her, this is the way I felt. I never felt like you were nice to me. I feel like you're a mean girl. Da da da. All she needed to say was, you know what, Heather? I am so sorry if I ever made you feel that way. But she didn't. She attacked her and attacked and attacked. Like, oh my God, you're lying. She just never took any accountability of how she made other people feel.
No, because she's above it all. She's above it all.
Also, Jen was sticking up for Lisa a lot.
Well, Jen, I think, is up Lisa's ass.
She has to be up somebody's.
Don't you think?
But is she not friends with Heather anymore?
It kind of didn't sound like it. I mean, I don't know where these friendships
lie. I don't know either. All I know is that Heather and Whitney are fine. And it seemed like Meredith and Whitney and Heather were fine. I don't know. I don't know where Meredith is in all this. She was very quiet this reunion.
Yeah, Meredith was quiet.
Pissed at Jen, obviously.
Well, she's not going to let that go. Mm-mm. Did you happen to listen to her on Danny Pellegrino?
Shoot, I forgot. She didn't give up anything. Nothing.
I mean, not really, but it did sound like she and Jen were not friends for sure.
Well, we know that because Jen made fun of Brooksy's fashion.
Anyway, Andy was on point. I loved his questioning. He, you know, we talked about Mary's wigs. The questions from viewers are freaking hilarious.
Quote viewers. I love them.
AKA Andy's team.
Johnny B from blah, blah, blah wants to know, Mary, how come you couldn't get your wigs done?
You've got all this money. What's up with the bad wig?
But then she said, what'd she say? My hairdressers weren't in town.
She said her stylist and her hairdresser were out of town
for
the whole entire filming.
This wasn't COVID during this time.
No. So she acknowledged that her wigs were bad. It was better in the reunion.
Yes. Her wig looked good at the reunion.
Yeah. I mean, because they were bad.
They were really bad.
Then he asks about plastic surgery. Mm. And Jen, of course, a viewer wants to know what plastic surgery Jen has had. And she acknowledges that she has had Botox and fillers and just a little piece of her nose because her son
broke it.
If you look at her nose, it's a completely fucking different nose.
It's a Michael Jackson nose.
Yeah. And it's not a good nose job.
No.
And Whitney lets it all. I mean, she just says, I've had it all done. Boobs, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Boobs done. Boobs lifted.
Well, she definitely had her boobs done. They were
huge. Actually, Dan walked in when I was watching. He's like, wow. As his eyes are like, boing.
They were out front and center.
I thought Lisa looked like she had something done, but I couldn't tell. I think she looked really good, besides the fake tan.
Oh,
yeah.
She had a lot of makeup on, like a lot of foundation mixed with that spray tan.
Yeah, it was too much.
Oh, it was too much.
And I think Lisa's very pretty and she has really good style and taste. I thought the dress was really pretty.
I think Meredith is prettier than Lisa. Lisa has very sharp
features.
Mm-hmm.
I think Meredith looks great, but Meredith didn't answer what she's had done. And I've seen pictures of Meredith before.
Oh, well, come on.
She looks a lot different.
Yeah, she's had a lot of stuff done. She's had a ton.
I didn't see Mary on Watch What Happens Live. Did you?
I did. I think I fell asleep. But
apparently he asked her about these houses and she's like, yeah, I don't even know how many houses I have.
Yeah, she didn't really answer anything. She didn't answer anything. She did acknowledge falling asleep during one of these reunions.
I can't wait.
It was a lot. I just needed a rest. So Mary is something else.
She is
from another freaking planet.
You know, she has like no connection with anybody.
No.
And then I felt like Heather was sticking up and Whitney was sticking up for Mary a little bit. But then all of a sudden, Mary said something like, Well, yeah, Heather, I never hear from you either. It's like, wait, what? Even Heather was like, what are you talking about?
Well, I think she's like an outlier. I don't think she's friends with any of these people.
Well, she wasn't even part of the show after the first, you know,
yeah, she
few
may have
filmings.
Been an acquaintance. But Meredith did address that on the podcast. And she said, I think the question was Mary supposed to be part of the cast or was it, you know, was she not? And Meredith said, no, she 100% was always going to be part of the cast. So I don't know what happened, but
they just cut her out.
Andy asked about Jen's assistants and why she has so many.
Oh, Gina, and why it wasn't she Andy. Needs it them. Was one of the viewers.
It was a viewer. Sorry. That's right.
And what do they do?
And what they do. And she said she owns this marketing company. And Heather kind of agreed and said, oh, yeah, I went to an event and all these people were there. And I don't know. I went to the marketing website. Oh. It's a whole lot of nothing. And she doesn't list a bunch of clients or the shop. Crap that she sells. I don't know who's buying that shit. I mean, it's like three items or something.
Yeah, it sounded like Heather was quite impressed with Jen and what she does, even though it's not quite clear what she does.
It's very cloudy.
It almost sounded like she was a social media person.
Kind of. I know. Yeah, kind of. I'm hoping he asks about whose house. Like, is that your house or are you renting it? Like,
but
we
I mean,
all know.
I think it's well known that it's not her house. And all these Bravo celebrities admit, well, we don't want to film in our own home because then
True.
People will know where we really live.
Yeah.
And I do get that. But don't act like this Shaw Chalet is your fucking chalet.
No. And then Jen broke down when somebody asked her, a viewer asked her about, you know, Coach Sean not being at her father's funeral and that it was inexcusable. And it totally was inexcusable.
Well, and of course, there's the allegations about him. And possibly cheating allegations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can tell that she was like, please don't ask me about that.
Well, she's going to get asked about it. That's for sure. Now, Brooks and Chloe apparently really did see Jen's vajayjay.
Yes.
And that was a whole topic of conversation.
Oh, man. Yes,
and
it was.
I mean, like, really? She didn't have any underwear on. She's spreading her.
Well, and then Jen tries to call out Meredith for being a closet smoker. Who the hell cares,
Jen? Oh, my God.
Jen?
She made that. Well, and then Meredith said, you videotaped me.
Yeah,
and
to use it as evidence
to
later
use it
or
as
something.
Evidence. As if smoking a cigarette is, you know, like she's shooting a heroin.
Oh,
something.
My God. And can't you just see Brooksy seeing his mother smoking? Go, Mom!
Of course.
Stop smoking.
You think they don't know that she smokes every now and
also,
then?
Also, you don't think Jen with that or... Meredith of that voice doesn't smoke?
Of course
she
does.
Smokes. Who cares?
Who cares is right, but it was like such a big scandal. And Mary called her out too.
Yeah.
Mary said, well, you just mentioned that, you know, she was smoking. So do you have a video? I don't have a video.
Oh,
she
man.
Probably has a video.
Of course she has a video. She's never going to admit it now.
No. And then we got to see the, you know, exchange on social media where Jen was going after Brooksy and his white privilege, apparently, is what she said. And
but when Meredith said, my Brooksy saved up all his money to do this venture and to do this line, and that's all he could afford was pretty much do one sweat outfit at this time. You think Brooksy put his own money into that fucking thing? No way. Sorry, Meredith. I don't believe you for a minute.
Saved his money from what? His allowance?
Exactly. We only give him $1,000 a month.
Jen was trying to play kind of the low-key victim the whole
night. Oh, yeah.
She
was
night,
quiet.
You think?
She was quiet. She actually did very well.
She kept it together?
I thought she kept it together. She was very quiet. She played it smart.
Yeah. She didn't, but maybe it's coming. So then we got to see the whole birthday party behind the scenes. So that birthday party that Jen had for Lisa's birthday, which really was a Jen party.
Yeah.
They showed the cakes. And the Jen cake was this like wedding cake, like
the Meredith cake. It was Meredith. Jen threw it for Meredith, but it was actually Lisa's birthday. It was on Lisa's birthday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because it was that party that we saw, right?
Oh, I
Wasn't
thought
it that
Meredith was upset because her birthday was the day before.
No, Meredith was
and
embarrassed.
Jen turned it into like her own party.
Well, no, Jen. We saw Jen throw it. It was like her party. She acted like it was her party, so she was throwing it for Meredith. Meredith and Lisa's birthdays are a day apart.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And so that's why Lisa had this little cake. It's like, that's so rude. It's actually the day of Lisa's birthday.
And
you
Meredith
have this little
had
fucking
the huge,
yes.
like, five-tier cake, and Jen had this itty-bitty little.
And why not have a joint birthday party?
Or Lisa had the little cake.
Yeah, why couldn't Jen throw a joint birthday party for them?
The whole thing was just weird. Meredith was just over it. Lisa was just over it. I mean, come on.
But what about when Whitney shows her, quote, receipts? And Andy just can't read a fucking thing. It's so funny. He's like, yeah, these receipts, no, they're not good. They're too blurry.
Too blurry.
And then Whitney showed them later what they said. And it was the receipts with Lisa and Lisa volunteering to give her the alcohol for filming and all that kind of stuff. It didn't really show anything.
No, it wasn't. I mean,
you know, people think they're receipts. Like, we're supposed to read between the lines in these receipts. No, we don't.
Yeah.
We'll take it at face value. But they want you to read between the lines, like, see what she said right here.
Yeah. It's all interpretation.
Yeah.
But Lisa clearly loves Lisa. Lisa feels superior. And I think it's the consensus of the whole entire group that Lisa has changed. And nobody's really a fan of Lisa.
They're not. I mean, she said, I love myself. Is there anything wrong with loving yourself? But Heather was really pissed at Lisa. I mean, really pissed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Over her. And Lisa said something like, well, you know, Andy, I am a New Yorker. And Heather's like, you haven't been in fucking New York for 20 years. Like, it's like so funny.
She's like, my mother lives here. What are you talking about?
She's right down the street. You want me to go get her?
And she's does she really think that any of us believe that fresh wolf crap is really her little kid's product?
Idea.
I mean, come on. Ridiculous.
It's pretty funny. Okay, let's go to Dallas. Poor Tiffany. Tiffany doesn't know how to throw a party.
She doesn't.
But Tiffany never had a lot of friends growing up.
Well, she didn't. But did you see a problem with her saying that at 10:30 the party would be ending?
I know we're going to both agree with this. In the invitation, you say, this is a party from 5 to 10:30. Just give it an end time. You don't text them later and say, by the way, you have to leave my house at 10:30 because I have to work tomorrow.
Right.
That never goes well.
You tell them up front.
You tell them up front. And then if it goes a little bit later, because what happened was they bitched about it before they got there. And then at 10:30, they were very rude and said, oh, we better leave now. And Tiffany was like, yeah, but we're just having fun. Tiffany doesn't know how to do things.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know the social graces.
Yeah, because she doesn't do it.
I love her husband.
Yeah, her husband seems
so
like a totally
sweet.
Nice guy.
They have that freaking amazing pizza oven outside. They all made their own pizzas. Now, the big cricket thing.
I would be fucking pissed.
I knew you would do
pissed
that.
Pissed.
See,
if somebody put crickets in my pizza.
However.
You wouldn't be pissed.
No. Brandy is one of those people throughout the seasons.
Who's the jokester.
She's Miss Jokester. She would fucking do that to somebody else.
Oh, totally.
And for
totally.
Her too, here's what I just call fucking bullshit. But she liked the pizza. She thought there was no problem with it. And then as soon as she found out there was crickets, she was dry heaving.
Well, yeah, but you don't.
See, you would do that.
I would totally
would
do that.
Would you dry heave?
Might just throw up right there. I don't know.
Really? Just the thought of it?
Even that though I swallowed crickets?
But they're all chopped up.
It doesn't matter. It's like they were whole.
Dirt. They're crunchy dirt.
No.
I felt bad for Tiffany. Obviously, it was supposed to be a funny joke.
Yeah, her joke fell flat.
The other thing is this. Carrie. So Carrie.
Carrie's just a raving
she's
bitch.
She's so annoying this season.
Oh.
So Carrie, she says, I knew you would do that, Tiffany. Like, I knew it. I knew it would have crickets in it. Well, no, of course it's going to have crickets in it. She brought crickets out.
Yeah.
You're stupid if you don't think Tiffany's going to put the crickets in her pizza. Come on. Carrie, you know, who's like such good friends with...
Deandra?
No, with Brandy.
Mm.
Saying, oh my God, Brandy. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Tiffany. She's the one who said, oh, I knew you would do that. So not until Brandy was like, Also, Brandy said she doesn't eat pizza because of the bread. So don't eat fucking pizza. Don't eat it. She did actually throw up. But I just thought.
A little dramatic.
It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And anyway, what'd you think of Stephanie doing this whole thing with Travis and the business and going over a budget like $300,000?
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
This charitable work that she's doing is to build lockers in schools, or
I think it's one school she's doing
for $300,000.
He said the lockers alone for the school were $250,000, and she had already spent $300,000 on the tear out.
So is she raising money, or is she just dipping into their?
Well, I think she was dipping. He gave her $100,000 budget.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how this all works.
I don't either. And then she said that was funny when he. She said, well, I'm going to get donations. He's like, you better start sleeping with some of these people.
Yeah, because if this charitable foundation that you're building, don't you have events and things to raise money to pay for this stuff?
Normally. Or you would do your part with the lockers. Other people would do their part with their in what they do. Like the construction company that would tear it out. That would be donated time.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I mean, it's not all on him.
It is all on him. He has the fucking money. They're rich.
Well, they're very rich.
Do you think it was bad that Tiffany like had all these rules when she got to her house? Put on the shoes, put on
You know, I always like to make people feel comfortable at my house, and that probably wouldn't be something I would do. But I mean, it's a cultural thing too.
Yes, it is. I do get the concept of, I never really thought about it until she said, you know, you're walking around outside in dirt and you could be walking in shit and then you bring your stuff inside the house. I do understand that part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just not that way. But I know a lot of people who have us take off our shoes before we go in the house.
Yeah, I mean that's fine with it.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. But then they were going outside again. So the whole booty thing, put the booties on and off and blah, blah, blah.
And I would think you could slip and fall with those booties.
I've put those booties on my shoes before. It's hard.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm a germaphobe too, but I mean, that was taking it a little bit far.
I just feel bad because I think Tiffany just doesn't. She just doesn't know better.
Well, and this is why she doesn't have people over, because she has a lot of rules.
Clearly.
I mean, that's it.
Kind of boring, though. If not for Tiffany, wouldn't you be kind of bored?
Tiffany. I know. Oh, totally bored. Deandra's shoes. Mm. When she was putting those booties on, what were those shoes?
Like slip-on weird things. And
with
Tiffany
big square
mentioned,
buckles.
Yeah, Tiffany mentioned the brand, and I was like, are they?
I'm sure they're probably very expensive, but man, they were ugly.
Ooh, very ugly.
What did you think about this carryover from Carrie's 50th birthday? Now they bring a pinata to Tiffany's house. I would be kind of irritated.
Yeah, what's
if we've already celebrated this birthday,
like, get over it.
Get
Who
over
cares?
It, and then you show up to my party with a pinata for her birthday that we already celebrated.
And the husband had to get it all set up. Where are you hanging up this pinata?
I mean, I thought it was classless.
Did they actually hit the pinata? Did we see that?
Yeah,
a little bit
I
of it.
I can't remember
right?
what was in it.
Me neither.
Oh, little shot, little bottles of alcohol, tequila, and stuff like that.
I also thought it was just rude that they set the alarm. Like, that's just fucking
that was
rude. You know what she meant. She meant she has to work the next day, so she doesn't want it to be a blowout.
Don't stay until 1 a.m.
And you ladies blow out. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. It's like every time you go out, you're getting crazy drunk. She just wants you to know she has to work the next
day. Cam can be kind of a mean girl.
Oh,
a low-key mean girl.
I don't think she's low-key. Well, I think Cam is pretty much a mean girl.
She tries to be all proper and everything, mm-hmm. but she's really a mean girl.
Agreed. All right.
Is that
Summer
it?
House?
I think that was it.
I don't think there's anything else.
No, we covered it. Yeah, Summer House. Summer House is getting good.
I fucking love Summer House.
I love that they're just all there and they're not, like, they're there for the whole entire 6 weeks.
So perfect.
There's going to be more drama this season than we've seen before, you think?
It's fantastic. The Luke drama.
I hate him. I hate him.
When they show old pictures of him, I'm like, oh my God, if Luke is so fucking hot, but right
now
looking at him, mm-mm. ew. Thank mm-mm. God he shaved the beard, but honestly, I think he should shave his head. He would look better with no hair than
He's
the hair he has.
Very thin, fuzzy mm-hmm. hair. Why did I think he had a really good hair last time? No?
He did. It was cut really nice.
Well, be, not
but
so
now
good.
It's like really gross and disgusting. And I just, oh God, Hannah must be mortified watching herself back.
Oh my God.
This is horrible. And even Paige, when they get Sierra and Paige is like, so Sierra, let's talk. How do you know Luke? Did you sleep with him?
But I loved it.
It was so great. Did you sleep with him? Was he good? It's like, oh my God, you don't even know her.
She doesn't care. She wants to know.
And then she goes right to tell Hannah, I found out a little bit about Sierra and their relationship. They slept together a couple years ago, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but the fact that he's texting Sierra and texting Hannah the
so
same
wrong.
Thing at night. I mean, but I'm very confused by were they dating or weren't they dating? Because I always...
Who?
Hannah and Luke.
I didn't think they were.
I thought that they had kind of an understanding that they weren't serious, that they were kind of hanging out and that was it.
I thought the same thing. They've never slept together.
No.
I mean, here's the weird part. I think he's a dog.
For sure.
However, when he's confronted by Hannah and Sierra sitting there, he was honest. He said, yes, Hannah, I really like you as a friend. Like, I want to see where this goes with Sierra.
Well, there's a reason why he didn't sleep with her.
And why can't Hannah see that He just likes you as a friend. He flirts. That's what he does. But so does Hannah.
Well, he likes the attention.
Of course. And
he
but likes, so does Hannah.
So does Hannah.
Hannah just likes him more and wants to go there. And he's never gone
there with her. He's never going to.
Is there a little respect for Luke because he's never done that? I think so.
Yeah, that there is. And I mean, I think respect's not the right word, Anne. No. But he knows he can kind of toy with Hannah and keep her, you know,
but
keep
Hannah
her on a string.
Cut him off.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
She can't.
She really likes him.
She can't.
It's the challenge. Now, for her, it's the challenge
well,
of
I think it's,
why aren't you sleeping with me?
It's both of them.
Well, but he could sleep with her. He doesn't.
No, because he doesn't want to upset Sierra.
He's also slept with Sierra before.
Multiple times.
By the way, Sierra's very cool. She doesn't even give a shit. Like, I feel she's beautiful. Like, I don't want any part of this. Like, if you, Luke, go on and do your thing. I feel like I saw in the previews that possibly Carl, who by the way, his mother called him Carlos.
Carlos.
Is that his name, Carlos?
I don't think so.
They call him Carlito.
Carlito, and his mom probably calls him Carlos. Who
How
knows?
How cute was that?
Oh,
that
his mom got
met
married.
Someone and got married. She seems so happy. The difference in her from a couple seasons ago, or even last season when she was so depressed.
Yeah.
And then to see her now just in love and so cute. And
she was really depressed. So she good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Do you think Carl did have his ears pinned? It's all over, like...
You think he did?
I don't know.
I mean, they're still kind of out there.
People are saying...
But remember we saw the one picture? I wonder if it was Photoshopped.
Well, I wonder. People are saying, you know, people ask the women what they've had done. Why can't we talk about Carl having his ears pinned? He looks really hot right now.
Well, I think not drinking. He's not as bloated, maybe, but he looks a lot better. Although, the summer suit has got to go. I don't understand those fucking summer suits
tight.
With the shorts
it's
and the
tight. The coat. Color.
Maybe it's a Hamptons thing.
Oh, definitely Hamptons.
just look like a little boy.
I have a weird thing, and I think you liked Kyle already. Kyle looked fucking hot.
Yeah, he looked cute. I'm not a blonde hair person.
I am not. I never found Kyle attractive. When he was talking to like the parents and they were talking about their
wedding
and stuff.
When he's mature Kyle?
Yeah, I think
that's
what it is.
He's more attractive.
When he's calm and mature, he looked really good.
Yeah, definitely. When he's stupid drunk Kyle, then
puts stupid fucking wigs on. I hate that.
Now, I thought this whole birthday party where everybody had a job and it was like they were, you know, it was a restaurant kind of thing. That was weird. I didn't think that was so great.
Really? I thought that was cute.
Did you?
Thought it was so mature for Kyle. Like, he's always, like, raging it up. I thought it was very nice.
It was, but I wouldn't want to be one of those people...
Serving them?
Serving.
What else are they doing? They're there for 6 weeks. That's what I thought.
I guess. I thought,
this is just another night.
But
let's
for Amanda to go, okay, you're going to be the hostess.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the cook. You're
going to
be
all
the...
into it.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but she was directing them to do that. Okay, Lindsay getting really pissed off at her boyfriend because he's working.
That was a little much, but... If he did continuously say, can you make me breakfast? Can you make me a sandwich? Now, she's the type that's going to be pissed off if he's not working hard.
Correct.
And also the type that works too much because she needs a lot of attention.
Yes.
She's a lot.
I kind of love that he was like, can you get me a drink? Can you make me a lunch? I thought
it
was
pretty funny.
She's like,
what are you talking about?
But her getting mad, the one evening he had to work later... Who cares? Well, she was clearly drunk. But who cares? You're there for 6 weeks together. Get over it. He's not going to be working 24/7. And if he is, who cares? You're going to get sick of each other anyway.
Exactly.
Do you think he leaves during this?
I think he does.
Oh.
I think he does.
Well, that'll
She's
be
like
interesting.
Complaining. What about my needs?
The other thing, Paige saying, I kind of forgot I had a boyfriend because she's been so
this
involved.
This is the beginning
is
of the end.
Obviously.
Beginning of the end. And poor Perry, I think, is so enamored with her and loves her so much. She's going to break his heart.
She definitely
but
is.
But he does kind of sound like a lot.
He's so cute, though.
Oh, my God. He's so
it's
cute.
Really
and
handsome.
Rich.
I know. The other thing, did we know that Carl had a brother? And not just that, that a brother is in prison?
No.
Or in jail?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Wait, what did he do?
he was like into drugs. And then he said something about his mother is watching his brother's children. The brother's children is living with the mother or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I even backpedaled a little bit. He said his brother's in jail.
Oh, that's sad.
And he's been distant from him for a while because of this. And then he found himself going down the same path of the alcohol. That's why he's not drinking right now.
Oh, that would have been a lot for his mom to handle.
Yeah, I'm sure that was part of his mother's
depression.
Yeah. It wasn't just the dad. It was the brother going through all this. It makes more sense now.
I know. So, Anne, what did you think of the roller skating?
Of course, I loved it. I thought it was really difficult. I don't know what the padding they put down, but they weren't going very fast. It wasn't smooth.
No. It was a little bumpy.
Yeah. Or it looked a little fluffy. Like it would have been okay to fall. You know?
Well, maybe it was like soft.
You can't skate on soft shit.
Well, you should know.
Yes, they should have left the tennis court.
Right. Yeah, why didn't they skate on the tennis court?
That's what I thought they were doing.
Oh, that was dumb.
I know. Just clean off that old tennis court.
Oh, you're right. But it did look fun, but none of them could skate.
Well, I also think it would have been harder on the tennis court because it's real slippery.
Well, then they really would have
So I think this padding was for them falling, but it makes you fall because you can't move.
True. They could have really hurt themselves.
But Carl had some moves.
Carl had some moves. Mm-hmm. The outfits were on point, too.
They definitely were. Below Deck? Anything below else with Summer Deck. House? By the way, I'm just loving Summer House. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, I'm loving it more this season than I have in the past. And I don't know why, if it's just because it's just them and there's not like outliers that are coming in.
I think we needed it, too. I think it's come at a really good time.
I don't love when they have all those parties where there's tons of other people and we don't know who they are. And
it's also too fast, and then we see them for a second in the city, and then it goes to the Hamptons again.
Right.
I like this part of it. I do, too. It's a little Big Brother-ish, and I really appreciate it.
I think it's a good format. They should keep it. Okay.
I'm not a fan of seeing the guys farting in their rooms. I don't need to hear and see that. It's just gross.
Why?
Ugh.
That was sick.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right. They keep date stamping Below Deck. So yeah. I'm wondering if they have to cut the charter short because of COVID.
Well, there isn't going to be another charter, I don't think. Because next week is the last episode.
It's the last episode. But yeah. I'm wondering if they cut the season short because of COVID.
Definitely did.
Oh, okay.
I think they don't have another charter.
Okay.
I think this was it. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean,
next
it would
episode.
Make sense. But at the time that they were filming this, there were only 938 cases of COVID in the U.S., and that was in March 2020, 938 cases.
Nuts.
God.
Back then, we thought that was a lot.
Yeah. And that's why people kept saying, oh, it's just the flu.
It's just the flu. It's no big deal. And that fucking Queen of Versailles, her comments about, oh, I think this is just the Democrats making a big deal about this.
I know.
It's like, oh, Queen of Versailles.
Yeah, the Queen of Versailles.
You. This is not a shocking statement coming from her.
Not at all.
Also, that kid who got really drunk the night before, I just realized he's the other charter guest kid.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, the co-charters.
Well, his parents act like they don't even care. Like, he tells them, oh, yeah, I got really wasted. I drank a half bottle of Hennessy. And they're like,
oh, you.
Oh, God.
You're so crazy. You're 18 and you're so
so obnoxious.
Nuts.
So James never did acknowledge Elizabeth's birthday, and he didn't plan on
it. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He wants nothing to do with her
anymore.
He
wants nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Do you think it's all because she didn't stick up for him
with
Rachel,
I just think,
or was that an excuse?
I think it was an excuse.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's really into her.
But he did seem kind of into her before that. And then
do you think that would have done it? Just that?
That's what I'm wondering. Is that it?
I don't know. I think he's just annoyed by her also. The fact that James didn't want to end it with Elizabeth and because he didn't want to hurt her feelings, but yet he's hurting her feelings by ignoring her.
He's ignoring her because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Yeah. That's such a dude thing to do.
I know. It's so stupid. Like,
come on. And then the boys are, of course, not listening to Izzy. Kind of making fun of her in her new little position.
I know. And I feel bad for her.
I do too. And I think next week we see that Rob says something like, geez, Izzy, it's not like you're the fucking new captain. You're the chief deckhand. That's it.
Well,
get
and
over
then
yourself.
Elizabeth is getting fired and she's shocked by that.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
She's like, what? What?
Now, did you see the interview looks?
No. For the reunion?
Yes. Rachel is unrecognizable.
Izzy is all dressed up. Did I see it on Instagram? And I was like, who is that?
Yeah. Rachel looks like she's 100 pounds. It's crazy.
Okay, I did see. I only saw Rachel.
And then they showed Elizabeth. She looks great. But I mean, Elizabeth's a pretty girl anyway.
Right.
But Izzy's all made up and everything. It's really funny. It's like, wow. Did you see Aisling and Elizabeth on Watch What Happens Live?
No.
Woo! It was so uncomfortable. Andy
was
just sitting there. Oh, they were going back and forth.
Oh, I have it recorded. I'll have to watch
it. It's pretty good. Aisling doesn't give her a pass at all.
Well, Elizabeth's not the brightest girls.
Okay. Should we move on to maths, Gina?
Yeah. Chris.
Oh, my God. Let's start with maths. Atlanta. Mm. So this is the episode we've been waiting for. Chris gets a call, apparently, that his ex-fiance is pregnant. And he doesn't want to tell Paige in the beginning. I don't want to tell her. I don't want her to know. And we see all this behind the scenes with the producers. And they're like, you got to let her know. And
how does he not realize that he has to tell her?
This guy doesn't know he's on TV.
He's
trying so hard to protect his image.
Oh, my God.
He grabs Paige, brings her into the bathroom, turns on the shower. It's so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Tells her, whispers, take off your microphone. Then it's silent. Then he walks out of the bathroom. She walks out of the bathroom. I mean, it was just like, Chris, you think nobody's going to know?
Yeah, you're
and
on
also,
a show.
Again, we're supposed to feel sorry for him.
He tried to make us feel sorry for him this whole entire episode. And
yes.
There was no feelings of
listen, Paige
empathy for him.
The most lovely, forgiving girl and really puts a lot of faith in God.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah.
Because she's like, God brought us together. He wouldn't have given us this obstacle if he didn't think we could handle it.
But he slept with his ex-fiance 6 weeks before.
At least
6 weeks before the show.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go into it thinking this is ever going to work?
I would almost give him a pass if he had a one-night stand or something 6 weeks before. But to sleep with your ex-fiance,
that was your
fiance 3 months prior.
And he didn't make sense. He said that her father had passed away, they weren't on good terms, and then they slept together.
Yeah. He was comforting. Okay. He was comforting her.
All right. They weren't on good terms, but they slept together. All right.
It's so difficult. So then he goes to talk to Vincent. He tells Vincent what's going on. Vincent doesn't act shocked whatsoever.
No, he doesn't.
He has no reaction to the fact that he said my ex-fiance is pregnant.
Well, Vincent's just growing on me.
I love Vincent.
He's growing on me.
Yeah, I really like him. Chris is like, at this point, it's all up to Paige. If she wants to stay with me, fantastic. But I would understand if she doesn't want to stay with me. Oh, you are hoping that she says, I can't do this. He wants out of this so badly,
yeah.
But he doesn't want to be the bad guy. So he's putting it on Paige. You make the decision, Paige. In the meantime, they've slept together 4 times now in 2 days.
Well, yeah, and he keeps quoting the Bible. We know he's not into Paige, you know, and then he says to Paige that since Saturday, he's grown more attracted to her and he wants to give her babies. It's like, shut the fuck up.
And then we see in the previews that he says to her, I think I want to like maybe go back and try to make a family with my ex-fiance.
I mean, he's all over the place.
This guy.
He's all over the place. And so then they meet as a group. Everybody knows something is up. And so he has to tell the group
They're all talking about their relationships. And they're not saying, you know, and Paige and him aren't saying anything. And Paige is like, do you want to tell them? He's like, no, I don't want them to know. Oh, my God.
Everybody's going to know.
Everybody's going to fucking know. But
the best was Eric and Virginia. They were late to the party.
Listen, they were completely inappropriate with their responses.
Totally. They were tipsy.
On the other hand, I fucking loved it. I thought it was so great.
It was the best.
And then she sits.
It was the best.
Virginia goes, we have 9 months to think about it. And then Chris saying, I don't want to talk about with you people. I really don't owe you guys anything. It's like, Chris, get the fuck up and leave. I hate you right now.
Well, yeah, but then Chris says on camera that he's upset that all the other couples have the woman that they wanted. And he feels bad that he's not happy and that Paige isn't happy. So he's so self-centered, this guy.
He does not deserve Paige. And I hope Paige leaves. Paige is such a nice person. She's going to give it more time. She's like, the experts picked him for a reason. Yeah, they made a mistake.
And then Virginia says, well, are you sure it's yours?
Oh, and he's so offended by that. But you know what? Are you sure it's yours?
I mean, that's a valid question.
I think it's actually really valid. But the way she said it, and then they're like giggling.
I know. Well, next week, I think they get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I think Eric and Chris get into it.
I fucking hope so.
I know, me too. All right. So Clara and Ryan.
Yeah. What do you think about these two? I have a big question, though. Do you like Ryan's haircut?
No, I don't understand it.
I don't like the shave size and this big thing on the top.
With the shaved part?
Yeah, let it grow.
Maybe he doesn't have good hair, Anne. Maybe he just has to keep it that way.
Then shave it all off. Mm. I don't like a big thing flopping over. And then he has
to
grease
it back.
You know
what I wish he would shave? That sparse beard. I hate a sparse beard.
Actually, didn't know. I think it looks okay.
You do?
I didn't really notice that part. The hair. I can't get past the hair on my head.
He's a kind of a cute. He's a kind of a cute guy. Yeah. But that patchy beard is just not good.
He's way too regimented for her.
Well, they're complete opposites.
I don't think there's anything wrong with actually opposites. I think that could be a good thing. Like one person is more spontaneous than the other. But he is like so structured in his life. She's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe they'll balance each other out.
I hope so. I think they like each other.
I mean, he's clean and she's messy and he's more religious than she is.
I think the religious thing might be a problem, though.
And she's a flight attendant, you know, so she kind of is in and out, which might be actually good for their relationship.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then, well, Brianna and Vincent are just fantastic. I love them so much. I just think he's great. I'm forgetting what he did at the bachelor party fully because I really like him. I like the way he treats Brianna. I like them together. Yeah. I think they're honest with each other. They're so open.
Yeah, they've consummated their marriage. So hopefully they go far.
It almost seemed like Eric and Virginia consummated their marriage, but they haven't yet.
No, they haven't, which is shocking to me.
Now, what did you think of his conversation about you can't have any guy friends because girls and guys really can't be friends?
That would piss me off. I mean, there's no way that would happen.
No, that's...
No way.
I get where he's coming from with certain things. Obviously, he's a little bit older. That's an old school thing, an old school thought. Don't you think so?
Maybe.
Listen, there's definitely some truth to getting too close to another single guy like that.
I think there's a line that you can't cross
for
but,
sure.
I mean, I always had a lot of really good guy friends and, you know, still do to a certain degree. It's never.
And they're friends.
They're friends.
He doesn't know her. Plus, she's a party girl.
If she's drinking and that would be. And maybe that's what it is with him. Maybe that's concerning.
It's definitely concerning that she always wants a drink. I do think that's the way they're editing it.
I think so, too.
But he did lighten up a little bit. They had a little bit of a shot.
Do you think those were really shots that they had at the pool? Because they were like shots, but they were like a half full.
I know. They were huge.
Yeah. That was more than a shot.
But we're Vegas.
And they drank it like it was apple juice.
Did he finish it? I think he just took a sip.
I don't think he did, but she just downed it.
He had a little tattoo, which shocked me.
Yeah, that was a little edgy. Mm. A little edgy for Eric.
But they really like each other. It's cute.
Yeah, they're going to have to get adjusted and used to each other for sure.
I thought it was funny that she is very concerned that he's going to be gone a large portion of the time.
Which I would think she would like
that. Well, that's what I was thinking, that she can go out when he's gone.
And then be,
home when he's home. I think it would be perfect.
I know. I think it would be perfect for me,
too. I think I would really like that situation. And then Jacob and Haley, these two.
What is going to happen?
Oh, God.
I feel like just when she's starting to maybe kind of like him a little bit, he does some fucked up thing that
he's so awkward and weird. He says weird shit.
The eating of the onions. I mean, why would you do that?
And then she actually kissed him afterwards.
Why would you do that?
Does he not know better?
He's socially awkward. For sure.
Even Dan says to me, can I have onion tonight? I'll say, no, you cannot have onion tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's...
No, I don't want to be...
That's on our special Friday night.
That's the night he cannot have an onion.
The one night every 10 years.
God. And then he talks about the straw. Does the straw have one hole or two? And I was like... What the fuck? Like, how old are you?
If they're having fun banter back and forth,
but that
it's different. But he's not. He's just sitting there.
So does a straw have one hole or two?
She's like, what? I actually feel bad for her.
Okay, that's one thing. But then he says, well, you know, you have a mouth and you have a butt. And so that's two holes. And she was like,
so
excuse
weird.
me? What are you talking about?
There is so much you can talk about with somebody new that you know nothing about them. He doesn't even know how to have a normal conversation.
He doesn't.
He doesn't ask questions either. Well, no, this was a question.
No, he
I take
doesn't.
That back. The question was,
what was the craziest thing that you've done?
Oh, was it?
Was that her question or his question? His was, he wore a pink thong during spring break.
And even the telling of the story, I was
bored. It's like so dry.
It's so dry.
Well, my friends had me wear a thong on the beach on spring break.
There's no like fluctuation in his voice, nothing. It's just like a flat line.
He just sits there.
Straight faced.
You know what? He needs to have a fucking couple of shots.
Well, he
could
drinks.
Be fun. Yeah.
I don't know.
I appreciate that he drinks.
I appreciate it that he drinks too, but I feel like Haley is just like, what the fuck? How is this ever going to work? I mean, she's patient with him.
She's very patient. She's also kissing him. So does she find him attractive?
She's trying, but I would be out of there so quick.
I don't think I could kiss somebody that I find that.
Repulsive?
I don't want to say repulsive.
Annoying?
Annoying or strange.
Nope. Can't do it.
I have to be attracted or really drunk.
I don't even know if drunk would do it.
Ugh. Close your eyes. All right. Maps, Australia.
God, there's so many couples now.
So
like,
many.
Oh my God.
I actually almost forgot about the last couples. I'm glad they brought them back for us. And next week, there's more couples
married. Two more. So was there eight couples total?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's two more next week. So this week we got two couples. We got Mike and Heidi.
Yes.
Who, first off, I thought Mike was fucking hot.
Well, he looks like Jason Statham.
Oh, he does.
Don't you think? I thought he was cute too.
I honestly think he's better looking than Jason Statham.
He might be. Yeah.
He's
good looking.
Heidi seemed kind of cute and fun too. They were super attracted to each other. Like crazy attracted to get on their honeymoon. So I have to tell you, my niece who's in London is watching this. She's on like episode 25, 26.
Oh my God.
It's on every night there.
Every night?
Yeah, so that's the way they roll it out in Australia.
Oh,
and
they
everywhere
slow
else.
Roll it here so that it lasts for months.
Yeah, so we get two episodes.
Yeah.
They get one like Monday through Thursday. So I messaged her right when I saw Mike and I go, oh my God, Mike is fucking hot. Like he's probably a douche, but right now he's fucking hot. So then I start watching more of the episode and then when him and Heidi are on their honeymoon, she's telling him her story of growing up.
That she was a foster child.
I was a foster child. And they didn't have room at the foster house. So I had to get an apartment by myself. Mm. And I was like 15. And she's telling her story. And he's like, oh, yeah. Can you come to a conclusion with that story?
Brutal.
I'm so bored right now.
So
and he's
brutal.
Saying this to her.
Yeah.
Like,
he's got
not
no
just
filter.
Saying it to us. He's saying it to her.
I mean, that's a tip. Guys don't want to hear you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But he wasn't asking her questions. He wasn't engaging her at all. She was just talking. Now, she said it was 2 minutes, but maybe it was a lot
longer.
Maybe
it was a lot longer. But you're getting to know each other.
Yeah, let her have her moment. Let her say what she's going to say. Ask a few questions.
Did she probably go on too long about this story and about how it's affected her life and da-da-da? Probably.
Yeah,
and he
was
wasn't
shocked.
Into that. He wasn't into
Cool,
that.
Clearly he wasn't into it. He let her know it, too.
He goes, sure. Shorten your points out. I'm not your therapist.
Now that was mean.
Oh,
that
all
was
of it,
mean.
All of it was mean. And then he's like, but don't you want me to be honest with you? Don't you want me to tell you this? And then she says, you went on with stories. He goes, yes, but I'm interesting.
That, yeah.
I mean,
now he's an asshole.
He's such an
asshole. She got up and walked away I was glad.
She walked away and then later he's telling, you know, the producers or whatever, I think I might have screwed up. You
think?
Oh God! So I think they're gonna
douche.
I think it's gonna be hilarious to watch. You know what? He'll apologize. She's so smitten with him.
But man, their honeymoons are quite elaborate compared
to this. Was nice.
What we're used to.
No kidding.
I mean,
ours are in Vegas right now.
I mean, yeah, and these people have yachts and
they look pretty nice. So then we had Ning and Mark.
No, Ning is a fucking bitch.
Oh my God, she. She's a lot to handle, even if she had no kids. She has three kids.
But she's so hot and cold. From one minute, she warms up, and then she snaps, and she's a real bitch. And then she's nice, and then she's a real bitch.
They did Mark wrong with her. He's a sweet guy.
Well, we know they do this on purpose.
Of course. We have to have some that are like this. She walks up to the altar, and she goes, I'm here for the food and the drinks. And she can't look at him. She's very awkward when she's nervous.
Yeah.
But then when she settles down, she's nice. And then all of a sudden, she's mean again. And then they kiss in the pool, and he's like, that was nice. And she's like, that's it. No more.
But he knows. I mean, she knows that she's mean.
She does.
And then she acknowledges.
She can't help it.
No, but she acknowledges it. And then she says, now I feel bad because I was mean. Well, then stop being mean.
And then she does something really sweet. And he's like, oh my God, this is great. And then she's like, no more.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
She's an odd duck.
Extremely, extremely odd.
So then we get to see the other couples during their honeymoon period. And Jules and Cam, who are so sweet, they're in New Zealand somewhere. I don't know. But they had a little kayaking trip. And oh my God, they're kayaking near the waterfall.
Yeah.
And they fall in. And, you know, he was sweet. He picked her up.
He's so nice.
He's so nice. And then she was afraid to tell him that she really wants kids. And because of her age, they probably need to start soon.
Mm-hmm. He was like, eh. I don't know. I mean, I could have been editing too, but he was on board with kids.
He seemed on board, but they made it seem like
he wasn't.
He was kind of like, hesitant. Yeah, I think I'm on board. But mm-hmm. I think we saw before he's totally on board. Then Melissa and Dino.
Melissa's a trip. And so is Dino.
Yes. I can see where they thought they could be a good match, but Dino's way out there wild.
Yeah, and Melissa doesn't get any of it.
No,
she doesn't get any of it.
She doesn't know what he's saying, what he's talking about. He's very heavy, although she decides to kind of go in for the kiss, and they had a little moment.
But it was
moment.
Very awkward.
It was so awkward.
It was awkward.
Dino has moments of looking really cute.
Does
and
he?
And then no.
Yeah.
You're like, does he have moments?
I don't know.
And then Jessica and Mick. Ooh. Well, we knew this was an odd pairing from the beginning. She's, you know,
well, she reminds
model
me of what's her name from last season? The other blonde that had the lips. Yeah.
I never could
remember.
You know what? I could never remember her name last season also.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. The pairing is very similar because Mick is a country boy, hometown country boy. He's like, oh my God, how'd I get so lucky with Jessica? And she's on her phone constantly doing pictures, doing Instagram
photos.
I'm surprised
they let them have their phone.
Yeah,
there must
too.
Be certain times that they have the phone.
I think they can take pictures. It doesn't necessarily mean they're live. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Because nobody knows they're on the show, right? When they're filming. Or do they?
I don't know.
I don't know
but
how
I
they do it
I thought they
there.
Took their phones away. Yeah.
But he actually says to her, are you here for the right reasons? And
yeah.
She gets really pissed, walks away. But I mean, it's a valid question if she's just on her phone constantly.
Well, she seems a lot younger than him.
Does
I forget their ages.
I don't think there's that. Is there that much of an
I don't know.
Difference?
I'd have to look at my notes from last time. But basically he asks, are you in this for love or for Instagram likes? Mm-hmm. Well. Which pisses her off. But I mean,
and
come
then she
on.
Said, and then she's like, I'm disgusted by him now. Well, there's an excuse to be disgusted with him.
Yeah.
But
course.
I mean, he's,
I don't know.
Who knows? They're not a good match anyway.
Not a good match.
And then we have Cyrell and Nick, and she seemed like such kind of a hot mess last week.
I'm actually surprised because I thought the same thing. I thought there's no way that these two are going to get along, and mm-hmm. they seem to be getting along really good.
What a weird story, though. Because
I know.
We knew he had cancer.
Yeah.
And she was so emotional when he was telling her the story. And then he goes further to say that during surgery, they severed a nerve and he can't ejaculate. And he ejaculates into his stomach.
Yeah.
Does that just dissolve?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But he can have children, but they have to have IVF.
Right, right.
So we'll see. This is going to go on. This series is going to go on for months.
Yeah. And I'm
loving
it.
4 months.
And I think this season is so good that I'm totally here for this.
Well, yeah, everybody keeps saying this is the best season,
yeah,
right?
They do.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't
really,
wait. Next
really
week
good.
We have New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We have Temptation Island.
And we're going to have, we're going to have our friend Jen
yes.
from the famous Instagram page Blocked by Jax.
So we love her
so
much.
On with us again, and we're super excited to talk New Jersey,
yeah.
Summer House, and Temptation Island. She is binging the last two seasons of Temptation Island so she could start fresh with this one.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Perfect.
So that'll be super fun to talk to her
perfect.
About that. Have a great weekend, you guys. Happy Lunar New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I forgot. It was
me
Valentine's
too.
Day. What day is it?
Do you know?
Sunday?
Listen, I was at the store today and I saw all the Valentine cards and I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
I'm not paying
$5. Spending $5 on a fucking card that he opens and shuts and it goes in the garbage. And you know what I've done before? I've kept cards.
You have?
I might take an old one out and give it to him. He won't know the difference.
I do that with my daughter. I spent like $8 on a card once and she gets the same card for her birthday every single year.
Oh, really? So you
like,
do that?
It's like the fourth year. I'm like, this was an $8 card.
Wait, how do you get it back?
I give it to her and then she hands it back
to me. She hands it back to you. Do you write something new in it every year?
It was one of those like nice papyrus, yes, you know, cards.
I do remember the days where we used to spend a lot of money on cards.
Yeah.
Cards. So,
I don't do Valentine's. I mean, it's
we
like a Hallmark
never
holiday.
Do.
It's not a big deal.
It's really not.
No.
And I actually get angry if Dan spent a lot of money on the roses because yeah. they price hike those mofos up.
Well, this year you got a dragon decanter.
I did.
So there you go.
We'll take a picture and put it on our Instagram.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.